I imagine it's quite difficult just getting all four of you in a room together to play, let alone organise a tour. Is that about right?
It would seem to be more difficult than it actually is. We all started to get together earlier this year and said, the Stones get a sort of collective itch. Nobody actually says anything. It's just sort of happens. And so this was, I think, in April of this year. We got a rehearsal together and just to test the waters, you know. And from that point on, I knew that we were going to be working, you know. It's been very enthusiastic from day one. There was just so much pressure from everybody. Oh, come on, you can't let 50 years go by. You see, in the Stones' mind, it's actually next year, because that's when Charlie actually joined the band. This year to us is the conception, you know. Next year is the birth. But everybody around the world has decided that the conception's worth a celebration. So there we are.
I am the little red rooster, too lazy to crow for day.
These shows are obviously going to sell out very, very quickly, and there are just four dates. Are there going to be more shows across the rest of the world?
You know, man, I wouldn't be surprised. Nobody's actually sort of given a heads up on that, but I don't think that this band is going to wind up all of this for four shows. I think they want to do something for the end of the year, and I think next year probably looks like it's on.
I have to ask you, because obviously there have been rumours floating around, well, your entire career, but specifically these gigs, and there was talk of something like £16 million you're going to get from these four shows. Does that sound about right, you think?
I haven't looked at the figures. I mean, certain numbers can get greatly exaggerated, you know. I mean, but I just want to do some shows, and I don't want to charge, you know, over the bloody top. I'm sort of a bit out of touch with the mechanics of showbiz and stuff. But yeah, 16 mil sounds about right to me.
What about Glastonbury, the biggest music festival in the world? If you were asked to play Glastonbury next year, what would your reaction be?
Well, on a good day, if the weather's fine, that's an interesting proposition. And, but like I say, early days yet. I think that the band wants to get these four gigs under their belt and then think about next year after that. But, anything's possible, man, with this band, you know.
Are you really getting that sort of feeling? It's like, yeah, I have to get out there. I want to play the guitar in front of people. I want to play these songs again. Does it feel like that?
Yeah, it's like that. And also, I want to play with these guys again. It's a unique band, and it's a unique feeling to work with them, you know. And it's like all of the bits falling into place and amazingly little rust on the machine. We're into the oiling now. <you know? laughs>